Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, boundaries. They're like the unsung heroes of a happy and fulfilled life. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? Or maybe you've said yes to something when you really wanted to scream no. We all crave those moments of peace, clarity, and control, right? Well, guess what? Boundaries are the magic key to unlocking that. They're not about being selfish or shutting people out. They're about honoring your own needs and creating space for the things that truly matter. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, boundaries sound great in theory, but how do I actually put them into practice? Don't worry, my friend, because that's exactly what we're diving into today. Get ready to level up your self-awareness and learn some seriously effective strategies for setting those beautiful, powerful boundaries. Here are 5 key takeaways to rock your boundary game. First off, understand the why. Why are boundaries so essential? Think of them like the fences around your garden. They protect your precious flowers, your time, energy, mental health, from being trampled by weeds and pests. You wouldn't let just anyone barge into your garden, would you? Same goes for your life. Second, it's all about knowing yourself. What are your non-negotiables? What drains your energy? When do you feel most fulfilled? Start paying attention to those little signals your body and mind send you. You know that feeling when someone is asking too much of you, or when a situation just doesn't sit right. Trust those feelings. They're giving you valuable clues about what needs protection. Third, practice saying no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Think of it like flexing your mental muscle. Start small. Decline that extra meeting. Say no to an invitation you don't feel excited about. Every time you say no to something that doesn't serve you, you're saying yes to yourself and your priorities. You deserve respect, and setting boundaries shows you value yourself. Fourth, communicate clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to express your needs and limits in a calm, respectful way. Use I statements like, I need some time to myself right now, or I feel overwhelmed when I take on too many commitments. This takes the pressure off others and sets clear expectations. Finally, remember that boundaries are not static. They evolve as you grow and change. Be flexible, adjust them as needed, and don't be afraid to renegotiate if something isn't working anymore. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you have a friend who constantly calls you late at night just to vent about their day. It happens every single night. You find yourself getting drained, stressed, and unable to unwind. You're starting to feel resentful, but you don't want to hurt your friend's feelings. This is where boundaries come in. You could say something like, Hey friend's name, I care about you and want to be there for you, but late night calls are really draining for me. Would it be possible to chat during the day instead? Maybe we could schedule a time to connect. See how that works? You're acknowledging their feelings while clearly communicating your needs and setting a boundary. Your friend might not love it at first, but ultimately, respecting your boundaries will strengthen your friendship in the long run. Look, we've all been there, feeling overwhelmed, drained, or like our energy is constantly being siphoned away. But remember, you have the power to change that. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out. It's about creating a life where you feel empowered, respected, and genuinely happy. So take action. Start by identifying your non-negotiables, practice saying no with confidence, and communicate your needs clearly and assertively. Remember, your time, energy, and well-being are precious. Treat them like gold. Want to share your boundary-setting wins? Let's hear about it in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of dopamine decluttering. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.